solution to the request, again, balancing safety, security, constitutional rights, and having a successful convention.
Three activities will require a permit. One is for a parade, a second for park use, and a third to make speeches on public square. All groups need to apply by July 8th, the convention being held at Quicken Loans Arena July 18th through the 21st. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The CEO of Disney fires back at Bernie Sanders. At a rally this week, Sanders accusing the entertainment giant of paying its employees starvation wages. In a private Facebook post, Disney's chief Bob Iger saying Disneyland created 11,000 jobs in Disneyland over the last 10 years and 18,000 across the country. Katie Couric has been exposed for falsifying parts of her gun documentary. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt with more.
Katie Couric has been exposed for editing her anti-gun documentary to create a fake image of a Virginia gun rights group. The group has secretly recorded Couric's interview and showed where the former NBC reporter deliberately misled viewers. Tim Graham of the Media Research Center tells USA Radio News Katie Couric can't be trusted and thus you need your own record of events.
I think when you are a gun rights advocate in particular, and Katie Couric's coming to interview you, if you're going to say yes to that, recording is probably a good idea.
Couric edited out the group's response to a question about felons obtaining guns and instead placed footage of the group sitting quietly waiting for the interview to continue, making it appear they refused to answer her question. I'm Jason Wirt.
Authorities are bracing for more protests outside McDonald's corporate headquarters in Illinois. Hundreds of protesters demanding a higher minimum wage marched in heavy rain yesterday. The company shut down the site in anticipation of the rally. Demonstrations expected to continue today as the fast food giant holds its annual shareholders meeting. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Well, summer's finally here at 11:04. It is 80 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is a high of 91, and the pollen count is high, the humidity is high, the air quality is low. So stay inside as much as possible. Tonight there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 63. On Friday there's a 30% chance of intermittent thunderstorms with a high of 87. And then for the Memorial Day weekend, there's another slight chance of showers on Saturday, but Saturday and Sunday look to be high around 88 and 89, and there's a 40% chance of showers and a high of 81 on Monday, but that will not be until after the parade.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, HCL is gearing up for Community Day at the fairgrounds on June 4th. We'll give you details about this big Chamber of Commerce event. We're a week away from the deadline to enter the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, held on June 11th. A computer once beat Jennifer at chess, but it was no match for her at kickboxing. Summer reading clubs for kids and adults, outdoor concerts, Comic Fest, and so much more happening this summer at the Hunterdon County Library. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
What are we listening to?
We're listening to Lady Antebellum and her song Just a Kiss from 2012. It was nominated for 11 Grammys and it won 7. And this is going out to Bree.
Okay, I was about to ask, why are we listening
We're
to
playing.
You?
This is Bree, our kilt girl last
night.
This
is going out to Cheese or a woman named Bree?
A woman named Bree. She was our kilt girl last night. It's her favorite song, and I think there's a special guy involved.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving a little long-distance dedication. Who are you, Casey Kasem all of a sudden?
I sure am.
A little long-distance dedication?
I sure am.
Nice. Mm. Well, let's hear all about you.
Well, we went to trivia night.
For the first time. Jennifer Winberry has become the night owl in this scenario. I am like the wet blanket all of a sudden at the Library Show, and Jennifer is the party animal. So what happened last night, Jennifer?
We went to the Tilted Kilt. They have trivia night every Wednesday, and I'm sure you're going to join us one of these nights.
Sure. Can I bring some friends?
You're bringing us. Yes, of course.
And other friends. How big are the teams allowed to be?
There were teams of six. There were people playing by themselves.
Right. I think you probably have a big
sort of informal.
You get Kiko and Rich Whitelaw coming with us. Would be Charlie Miller, Jim Connolly would be set.
Okay.
You and your husband. I think that's an unbeatable team.
I do. It's put on by Game On. Matt Dolan was the host last night. They do a couple rounds of bingo.
Just before you keep going, is this music like drowning? Drowning
no.
The sound.
No, it's really loud.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll even turn it down lower. They play a few rounds of bingo.
Before trivia?
Yeah. It's game night.
Okay.
And then they play Name That Tune. Now, it's going to drive you crazy the way Name That Tune was done.
Probably, but go ahead.
But in the end, and because of the way the bar is set up, it's sort of like a fishbowl and then tables around it.
Mm-hmm. It's a sunken bar?
It's a sunken bar.
Cool.
So he kind of went around to each group and said, "All right, now your group, you name this." But he played like way too much of the song. Like,
played the title of the song?
A lot of times, yes.
Well, I don't understand that.
I know.
What kind of trivia is that?
I know. It really wasn't.
Okay, so that was ridiculously easy, huh?
It wasn't as ridiculously easy.
Was it like new music or classic music?
I was very pleased because I was really concerned it was going to be a lot of 1990 and on, and it was a lot of classic rock and a lot of 80s. So it was pretty good. And you know, the other tables, there was another table of two, a father and son, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd run over and, we were helping each other out.
But then dad and lad team.
I think so. And then Patrick, the son, was the grand prize winner at the end of the night. And so a shout out to Patrick. And we're talking and they're saying, "Oh, yeah, we're on our way back from Rumson. We were there. We're going back to Hunterdon County." And I said, "Yay, Hunterdon County." I said, "We're from Hunterdon County."
They asked them if they listened to the radio, the Library Show.
Well, that's
on
you
internet
have to give
radio?
Me cards because I wrote down this web address so many times yesterday.
Okay.
And passed
we'll have
it out to everyone.
That.
So congratulations to Patrick and Patrick, and of course to Scott, the rosy-cheeked GM, who was a charming host as always.
Did you have to name your team something clever?
We did, and
gosh.
I'm afraid I stole. I did BW and Bookworm because we're JT and the Bookworm, and I got kind of
that's. Fine with me.
You know. So I did bring, Matt was kind enough to email, because I was like wildly writing down the questions.
Okay.
And then he was going to repeat them, but something had happened and he didn't read them in order. So he did send them to me and I have them for you for later.
Oh, awesome. I love it. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. So I hope he uses different questions each time.
I'm sure he does.
But yes, you'll definitely have to come.
Okay, so that's a tilt to kill. Unfortunately, not in Hunterdon County.
No, but you never know because they're always looking. So
that'd be good. We'll bring trivia to some Hunterdon County.
But
bars.
Yeah, and actually, I was talking to Matt. I got his business card, and he does programs at libraries They do fundraisers. If we were talking with the friends about some fundraisers. And he also does stand-up comedy, which is something we don't really have at the library.
I'll do it at the library, and it costs us a lot cheaper.
But
and you, trust me, it'll be you know
not,
how good
I am. Oh, I do. Things. But not stand-up comedy you wouldn't do.
Sure, I could.
So.
I could do some stand-up comedy. I don't know about that. Is he very funny?
Yeah, he is. Funny.
Okay.
No, he was
funnier
funny.
Than. Never mind.
How do you mean that, Jim?
Right. Okay. We had some programs at the library starting with last night.
Yeah. So how was last night? Since I missed.
I didn't get to go to the Tilt-A-Kilt. I had to work. Some people have to work at the library instead of going out and drinking sapphires and what's it called?
Sapphire and tonic.
Oh, sapphire and tonics. I've never heard of that. But
you've never heard of sapphire?
I stayed by. I had a fun night, too, Jennifer. I got to listen for free to the Richard Rider Swing Band, who performed for over 2 hours.
Wow. Over 2 hours?
Yeah.
They started at 7. That means?
Yes, they didn't finish till after 9, Jennifer.
Wow.
So
everybody was having a
good
time.
My mathematical computation is the further the band has to come, the longer they play, because they want to make it worth their while.
How far were they coming from?
Rockland County, New York.
Holy mackerel.
That's where the singer was from, so
wow.
They didn't want to get off the stage. So the audience got in quite a Bruce Springsteen-type length show last night at the library, but they were very good. They played the classics swing hits like Sing, Sing, Sing and Jump, Jive, and Whale, things like that.
Did anyone get up and dance?
I don't believe so. I was only peeking in and out because I kept the meeting room was so warm. I had to keep the doors open so the whole library could hear the swing band, which was good. But they were very good. We'll have to have them back again. Very personable. And the Trisha, I forget where the last name is. Slafta, it says.
Slafta.
Trisha Slafta. What a voice.
Yeah, we've had them.
Classic,
before, right?
Classic jazz singing voice.
We've had them.
I didn't realize she had that strong a voice. Very good. We have some other programs coming up this week. Tonight at the North County Branch Library, we have a program on the Ancient Olympics with art historian Michael Norris, PhD, Jennifer. Before the modern Olympic Games occur this summer in Rio, learn about their ancient predecessor through the art of the ancient Greeks in a PowerPoint presentation with art historian Michael Norris.
PhD.
PhD. Do you have to say that every time you say his name?
I don't know. Just giving you a hard time.
So once again, this is tonight at the North County Branch Library located in Clinton, New Jersey. Free and open to the public, as are all our programs. If you want information on any of our programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and right on the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage is an events calendar. Just click on that big word events, and all our flyers will come up. And you can shop about which programs you want to come to.
And Friday morning at 10 o'clock, the headquarters Friday morning book group will be meeting. And they're going to be reading Call the Midwife by Jennifer Wirth. And this, I guess there's a PBS series based on this.
What was the name of the book?
Call the Midwife.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there is. My wife watches that.
It's a true story of the East End of London in the 1950s. And this book.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's just another one of my wife watches every show on freaking PBS.
Don't say freaking PBS. Because a lot of our PBS...
You don't want me to say the...
A lot of PBS programs are on our Instant Flicks.
Oh, good.
And a lot of their movies are. But Call the Midwife is a special book group kit because last year Jennifer Heater, who started the South County Book Group, had died in April. And there was some donated money and the book group at South County purchased a book group kit in her honor, in her memory. And this is it.
And they also donated a painting in her honor. Is that correct?
That's the... Her memorial contributions were sent to the Friends of the Library. And, yes, there was the Friends commissioned a painting in her honor.
What
and
is it a painting of? Do you know?
I do, but I want a surprise.
Oh, I thought this was already
out of the bag.
No,
it's still drying. It's oil on velvet, so it's not quite
dry. Oil on velvet?
Is it, I know,
Elvis Presley?
It's not. And that was the first thing I thought when she said that. I thought, oh. But then she showed me an example
velvet
of it.
Elvis?
And it's just, you just kind of melt and go, oh, that's perfect.
Okay.
So,
unfortunately, I didn't know her too well. So
we're having an unveiling.
Can I see a picture of it?
No. No, I don't have a picture.
You didn't take a picture with yourself? Oh, sorry.
I have a cell phone. It just doesn't take pictures. You even texted me one time, Jim Thatch.
Okay. Saturday, we have a movie at the North County Branch Library. One of our Academy Award nominated films. We're showing Lady in the Van, starring that one-dimensional Maggie Smith. She can only play one type of role.
Yeah, my husband actually agrees with you, but he says she plays it very well.
So Saturday, May 28th, at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. You're welcome to bring your snack or your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. The Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library are the only movie theaters in Hunterdon County.
And the Acme movie theater.
That doesn't count. They don't show first-run things. They show that artsy stuff that you can get on IndieFlix at the Hunterdon County Library, by the way.
Thank you.
And I believe that's all we got coming up this week, Jennifer. Is that true?
It is. And that because,
are you sure?
Yes, because we're closed on Sunday and Monday
for that's
Memorial
a good point.
Day weekend.
Why don't you drive that point home?
Yes. So let's take our first commercial break, and we will come back with Today in History. Okay.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. Today is May 26th, 2016. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date in years past, and also some people that were born or who have died on this date. Kind of semi-famous, more famous people that I know by name recognition. Let's see if Jennifer knows who they are. She's been getting better every week. I think she's got both feet into the pop culture pool now.
Go ahead.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to 1293. There was an earthquake on this date in Kamakura, Kanagawa, Japan. How many people did this earthquake kill? It's in 1293. That's some follow-up. Well, not really, but how many people?
500.
30,000.
Holy mackerel.
And that's got to be the biggest single killing event of all time. Can you think of something where some 30,000 people died at one time?
No.
First of all, and this is a naive question, in 1293, was there really 30,000 people in one place at one time? In 1290, I didn't think there was more than how many people on the face of the earth. In 1293. Is that naive?
Wow. Obviously, because I said 500.
30,000.
Wow.
So, dark, dark day in Japan on this date in 1293.
It's terrible.
I've never heard of another. Kiko, if you're listening, can think of another event where more people died at one time, please text me. 1830, Jennifer. What is passed by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Andrew Jackson on this date?
A hint?
It's the reason. This is a reason you get kicked off the $20 bill. Andrew Jackson, of course, is the face of the $20 bill for a short time longer. They're kicking him off, Jennifer. And this is probably the reason. The Indian Removal Act decided to sweep the whole southern United States of all the Indian tribes. And they signed this into law.
Oh, dear. Dreadful.
Yes.
But again, I always say we cannot judge history by today's standards.
Well, I know.
That whole Woodrow Wilson thing at Princeton.
It cost him the $20 bill, though. What happened to Princeton with Woodrow Wilson?
They wanted to rename everything after that had been named after Woodrow Wilson.
Here. Something. We're having some technical problems. Can you hear that clicking?
No.
In your earphones? I'll tell you if it happens again.
No, I'm okay.
Okay, Kiko has... There, see it? Hear it?
No.
When you put your headphones down. Kiko is telling me that in 2004, Jennifer, there was a tsunami, and 230,000 people died in 14 countries because of this tsunami.
Thank you, Kiko.
Oh, my gosh.
That's horrible.
Where was I with this? Keep your headphones on because it's happening again. And now it's off completely.
No, it's your headphones.
It's just my headphones? Okay. Mm-hmm. Continuing on, Jennifer. I hope it's just my headphones.
Kiko, okay. Can you still hear us?
1969, Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay. Which spacecraft returns to Earth after a successful 8-day test of all the components needed for the forthcoming first manned moon landing, which will be about 2 months from now in 1969?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 was that famous movie that happened.
I know.
Apollo 10. Because, of course, Apollo 11 was the mission that landed on the moon. So I didn't even know this Apollo 10 did a successful test run a couple months earlier. This was news to me. I'm switching headphones.
Okay. Well, have Kiko text us if you can
I think he
hear
just
us.
Did.
Okay. So can he still hear us?
Oh, okay. In 1931, Jennifer, continuing with the happy news, there were floods in China. They killed an estimated 1 to 4 million people.
How horrible.
That's unbelievable. Okay, I don't want to know anymore, Kiko.
Okay,
enough.
Thank you. How about some happy news?
Now, these headphones are too... I think I'm going with that headphones
Go with
today.
With the headphones. It'll mess up your new hair.
Okay, that's all the events. I don't have much today, Jennifer.
I see that.
Okay, born on this date, May 26th in 1886, is Al Jolson.
He was a singer.
What was he most famous for?
Wonderful World.
Kiko can hear.
Oh, no, the silent movie. The jazz singer.
You're getting close. Very
the jazz
good.
Singer.
The jazz singer, the first talking movie, Jennifer.
Okay.
Al Jolson.
Focus.
That's what he's most famous for. Born on this date in 1907, Marion Morrison was born.
Marion Morrison. A man?
He's a man. Changed his name when he got to Hollywood.
John Wayne.
Very good, Jennifer. Way to...
Thank you.
The next hint I was going to give you was he had a regal nickname.
A what?
A regal nickname.
John
a
Wayne.
A royal nickname. What was John Wayne's nickname?
Oh, the Duke.
Yes. Is that so far-fetched? Why are you giving me that look?
I don't know. Because I always give you that look.
1912, Jennifer. Jay Silver Heels was born. Only known for one thing in my mind, anyway. But I'm sure he did many other wonderful things.
Jay Silverheels?
He played Tonto.
Oh, okay.
Tonto in the Lone Rangers TV series.
Okay.
1930, Peggy Lee was born.
She's a singer. She did Fever.
Very good. I know her from doing the voice of, I think it was Peg in the movie Lady and the Tramp, the Disney movie. She sang the song He's a Tramp, classic.
Yes.
Disney song. Could you give me a few bars?
No, I just know the Sinatra.
Okay, 1962. I was going to skip this one, but I knew this woman's name. I don't think you'll know this unless you're big. Well, we'll see. And I'm going to catch flack for this later since Kiko's listening. But
I think Jeannie, you're catching it already.
Jeannie Francis was born on this date.
Oh.
Why does everybody know who this woman is? You kind of know when you're. What
yeah,
I said.
She. I'm thinking of her in a poodle skirt.
Oh no, maybe not.
Oh no! She was on. I do know Luke, Laura.
Oh my God! How do people know this? How did I remember this? I never
General
watched
Hospital.
General Hospital.
Neither did I. But it was like this whole huge thing, like when we were in high school and college.
Well, she played Laura Spencer.
Laura,
on General Hospital.
Yes.
What was the whole Luke and Laura thing? Why
I have
was
no
that
idea.
So captivating?
It was like some love story. And
by the way,
big
why
wedding
is this
and she had
big
this horrible
thing,
headpiece?
The big thing on the internet now is this woman who put on a Chewbacca mask and laughed. Why is that so wonderful?
I don't get it.
She was on like the Today Show.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. What happened, Jennifer? That's all it takes these days?
I figured I was missing something, but...
All right. Helen Bonham Carter was born on this date in 1966.
She's only that young? She's an actress. An English, British actress. I think she was in The King's Speech.
I think she did play his wife, yes. Yeah. The Queen Mother or whatever her name was. Yes, good. She was also in Big Fish, today's DVD alert, Big Fish. Room with a View, which I think is one of my wife's favorite movies. She was also in the Harry Potter series.
Was she?
As Bellatrix or whatever.
Huh.
The bad, the second, like,
yeah, pretty
in
sure
command
she was in
to
the King's Speech.
Voldemort.
Yeah.
All right, drop The King's Speech. We get it.
Sorry.
Okay, died on this date in 1995. Friz Freleng. Friz Freleng.
A musician.
No.
No. Don't know.
He was an animator, Jennifer. He started at the Walt Disney Studios before breaking out on his own and creating all those lovable Warner Brother characters that you've come to know and love. Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Yosemite Sam. That was all Friz Freleng, Jennifer.
Hmm.
Got it now?
Got it now.
And finally, 2005, you'll know this one, Eddie Albert died, unfortunately.
He was on Green Acres.
Correct. Also in a musical that was made into a film. When you would know this.
Is he in State Fair?
I think
Fair?
His name was Ali Kazam or something in the musical.
No, it wasn't State Fair.
Along those lines, though. Oklahoma.
Oh, was he in Oklahoma?
Yes, he was this traveling salesman.
Oh, the traveling salesman, yes, of course. He was in the movie, yes.
Yes. Oh, he could have done it on Broadway, too.
Do you know I don't know that for sure, but I know he was in the movie.
Oh, that's Today in History. Did pretty well.
Not bad.
You knew who Jeannie Francis was.
You knew who Jeannie Francis was. That's
even
scarier.
That's unfortunate.
All right, so shall I do the Jim Thatch trivia?
Are we ready for some more trivia? Okay, this is from the Tilted Kilt last night.
This is.
Do we have time? Should we go to a break? Let me just give a quick weather report.
Weather?
Jennifer told you that it's going to be hot, that summer has arrived all of a sudden for Memorial Day weekend. By the way, do you have plans for Memorial Day weekend?
No.
Because it's going to be too hot?
Too hot. I don't know. No,
isn't the Tilted Kilt air conditioning?
I've been going out a lot, Jim. I need to rest.
Today, it's already 88 degrees, Jennifer. Going up to probably 90 or so. I'm golfing, by the way, this afternoon.
You're leaving?
With the aforementioned Kiko.
Kiko, he has to work.
No, I don't have to work. I've taken off, Jennifer. I'm gone.
Who approved
it? Gone like the wind. So 90 degrees today, 90 degrees tomorrow with a chance for a thunderstorm. Saturday, 91. Sunday, 90. So a typical welcome to summer Memorial Day weekend. Chance of rain on Monday, Jennifer. Probably the best chance of rain will be on Monday or Tuesday. Temperatures dropping slightly. But summer has arrived. Happy summer. You got good big plans for the summer? It's exciting. Memorial Day week, this is exciting.
I don't know. Summer's probably
you don't like summer?
I really don't.
Are you? Oh, my gosh. You like fall the best, right?
I like fall and spring, but we didn't really have a
spring
this year.
Spring is terrible.
Why?
Why do you like spring?
Because it's so
spring
pretty.
Spring is terrible.
Why is spring terrible?
Because half of spring is cold and drizzly and raw.
And then the other half is hot as summer. So.
Yeah, it has no identity, Jennifer.
Oh, dear.
Except for the world, the earth exhaling and starting to grow again. I don't know where I'm going.
Do you know
what
Monday was?
I don't know.
Monday was World Turtle Day.
Oh my God! Didn't we do this last week?
We did.
We're not doing it again.
Yeah, we are because I have to tell you, I went out to bring my garbage.
Morgan's not listening.
Yes, she is. Listen, Miss Betty might be awake, so she wouldn't be. Listen, I went out to bring my garbage can in, and there was a little turtle sitting in my driveway. No kidding.
I know. Didn't we talk about this?
No, there was not a little turtle sitting.
And
what'd
you do? Make soup out of it?
I did not. There wasn't enough meat there. No, I picked it up because I don't live anywhere near water, like that. There's no stream or anything. So
that doesn't matter.
But I was afraid if I put him in the lawn when the guy came to cut the lawn, he would have gotten crunched. So I brought him to the Minebrook Park.
Oh, great. So all the predators can get him.
No, and we put him
that
in the water.
That was cruel, Jennifer.
And he went into the water, and he swam around, and then he dug under the rocks.
How do you know it was a water turtle? Could have been a box turtle.
It was this big.
It could have been a baby box turtle.
Well, he wouldn't have gone in the water if he had been a box turtle. He ran right
maybe
for that
know
water.
Maybe didn't know any. I don't know. Where are we going
I
with this?
Know.
You got me talking about turtles. Oh, my gosh.
But
have you ever had turtle soup?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
What's it taste like? Don't say chicken.
No, it tastes fishy. I'm not a fish fan, so I wasn't.
I'm not either.
Ugh. Yeah, I wasn't.
Why did you have that?
My mother ordered it, and we tasted it.
Where were you? India?
We're in Red Bank, actually, as a matter of fact. I think it was at the Molly Pitcher.
Okay, moving on. Jennifer's got some trivia for me.
I have some trivia.
Okay, Kiko, listen up. See if there's any good ones here, Kiko, write them down for our Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, you do? You have an Excel spreadsheet?
Well, he's starting one because we got our trivia game, Jennifer, that you think is no good.
I didn't think it was no good. I thought it was good.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. How are we going to do this?
I'm going to ask you the question. You're going to answer me.
Okay. Simple. I think I can handle that.
Okay. In Peanuts, how much does Lucy charge for a therapy session?
5 cents.
Is a poblano pepper spicy or mild?
Poblano? Poblano is probably mild.
It is indeed. Which is the largest landlocked country with only two bordering countries?
I'm going to say, is it?
You've talked about one of the countries today that landlocks it.
I'm going to say Kazakhstan.
Mongolia, you're in the right.
Oh.
It's between Russia and China.
Very good. What country did I talk about?
China.
I did? When did I talk about China?
Didn't Kiko text you about it?
Oh, that's right. About 1 million people dying.
Mm-hmm.
4 million.
The umbilicus is better known as what?
The umbilical cord?
Belly button.
Oh. That was close. That's where the umbilical cord comes from.
I know. That's how come you deduce it's the belly button.
Between
1996 and 2005, which two people hosted Loveline?
That sounds like Chuck Woolery.
Doesn't it? Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
What is Loveline?
I have no idea. What is the name of the political party in Ireland that is associated with the IRA?
That's a good question.
Kiko probably.
The Northern Republic.
Sinn Féin.
Oh, that's an IRA. Sinn Féin?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that. Sinn Féin?
Yeah. And when Matt read
that's
this question, he sang the song that goes with it, and he goes, "That's right, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, that's right." Who is the eldest von? And I don't know how he knew I would know this. What is the eldest? Who is the eldest von Trapp child in The Sound of Music?
Liesel.
Yes.
I am 16, going on 17.
Yes.
Is that the song he sang?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God, I wasn't there.
He's like, "Was that right?" I'm like, "Mm-hmm." What TV show that premiered in 2014 on CW is a loose adaptation of a Venezuelan telenovela?
No idea.
Jane the Virgin.
What? That's random. Okay, very good. Yeah. There's always some ones that the host thinks are good questions, and they're just impossible, correct?
According to this band's founder, its name didn't have anything to do with Jesus' crucifixion, and I didn't hear the second half of this question, or Freddy Krueger's fingers, as speculated, but rather he said it was just abbreviated easily.
Abbreviated easily. Freddy Krueger's fingernails, they're long, they're... Jesus is what?
9-inch nails.
Ah,
I thought it was in excess because I didn't hear the Freddy Krueger
That's
part.
A good question. But I might have came up with it, but if it would have taken me too long, this is radio, Jennifer. We can't have dead air.
I know. What is the highest grossing film in the domestic box office, U.S. and Canada, based on a video game?
Based on a video game?
It was released in 2001.
Grand Theft Auto.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Ah.
Okay, this next question, my husband and I argued over. And I wrote down his answer, and it was wrong. What was Disney's first full-length animated feature?
It was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes, he said Steamboat Willie, and I said, no, that wasn't an animated feature.
That wasn't a feature. That was a short, Jennifer.
Well, I know that. What president was the first person to be mentioned in Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire?
JFK.
Harry Truman.
Harry Truman.
Doris Day, yeah. Red China, Johnny
gotcha.
Gray, South Pacific. In what city was the first ever presidential
That's a good question.
Inauguration held?
Say that again?
In what city was the first ever presidential inauguration held?
New York City.
Correct. It was George Washington.
Yes.
Which character has the first line in Star Wars, A New Hope?
Which character? Don't give me. It's probably they're walking through that ship.
It's one of two, and I picked the wrong one.
Is it 3PO?
Yeah, it's C-3PO. I picked R2-D2.
He doesn't talk.
I know. What was One Direction's first studio?
That might have helped you.
What was One Direction's first studio album?
Oh, God. One Direction.
Up All Night. Which was the first car produced by Ford?
The Model T.
A.
The Model A? Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
I don't think he asked these three questions. What type of galaxy is the Milky Way?
Type of galaxy? It's a... I don't know.
Spiral.
Oh, I didn't know they classified like that. Cool.
What would you order in France if you wanted a plate of snails?
Escargot.
Which lake contains roughly 20% of the water's unfrozen surface freshwater?
Say that again.
Which lake contains roughly 20% of the world's unfrozen surface freshwater?
Which lake? Superior.
Lake Baikal in Russia.
Good Lord.
And I suggested he rephrase this question, but the Church of St. John the Divine is the largest cathedral in America and is located in which city?
St. John the Divine is located in... New York.
Yes. But since he already had a New York City question, I suggested he say which New York City cathedral is America's largest, because that could be tricky, because some people might say St. Patrick's.
Everybody would say St. Patrick's.
This next one I knew, and I will tell you after how I knew it.
Okay.
What automaker's name comes from the name of a god in the ancient religion Zoroastrianism?
A Greek god?
No, Zoroastrianism.
A car company is named after a god. I'm not going to be able to think of it.
It's Mazda.
Mazda? How the heck did you know that?
Well, it was in the New York Times crossword puzzle, So I had figured it out. But when I went and bought, and it was about the same time I was going to buy my new Mazda, and I asked for an extra $200 off because I knew that.
And it comes up as a question in trivia.
Yes.
For the first time in the history of trivia, probably.
Yes.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all the questions?
Those are the ones he asked last night.
Oh, that wasn't many questions for a trivia game.
Well, he only asked 20 because it was getting late, and a lot of people didn't. I didn't hear the escargot question.
That's a shame, because he definitely
I would have known
that
one, and then I would have come in second.
You got third place. Very good job for your first trivia night.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't bad. It was pretty good. But I can save the rest of these, and I can ask them of you at a later date.
Cool.
It's May 26th.
It is.
So June 1st is on Wednesday. And that means the release of the new Jim Thatch.
Oh, you got one already?
I got one already. And it is marshmallows roasting over an open fire.
I was tempted because I struggled that one because I was going to put a million HCLs in there, but
I resisted. Two, I think.
There's two HCLs and two Junes.
I found one June, two HCLs.
Is it legible? Can you see the big June
away? The second letter is kind of hard to yeah, because it looks like a W to me.
Looks like a W.
Yeah, because the flame comes up through it. But it's an open roaring campfire and marshmallows. So if you don't know what the Jim Thatch monthly bookmarks are, every month Jim designs and creates a bookmark which features the month and generally HCL hidden at least once in them. And these bookmarks have library hours, phone number, and any days that were closed on them.
So Sunday hours are discontinuing shortly, aren't they, Jennifer?
Yes, we will be open. We'll be closed this Sunday. We'll be open Sunday, June 5th and Sunday, June 12th, 1 to 5. And then after that, we won't be open again until the Sunday after Labor Day.
Okay, so that's for... Why do we do that, by the way?
We're open during the school year.
So it's the school year?
Yeah, and everybody except me is busy having fun in the summer.
Well, you're going to have some fun.
I have fun.
You don't have any trips planned? You told me you were going overnight somewhere.
Brian's talking about going to Pittsburgh, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh.
Now he's saying he doesn't want to go.
It's a nice town. You can go see the Lawrence Welk bubble machine.
I'd be delighted to see
that.
It's
at one of the hotels in Pittsburgh, the original bubble machine.
So,
Is that worth a trip to Pittsburgh?
I don't know. Before we go to the break, let me just talk about a program, and then you can talk about the art show and everything after the break.
Very good.
But we're doing an interesting program at the North County Branch Meeting, WordPress, monthly meetings starting at the library. WordPress is a great open source development platform which is quickly gaining momentum and popularity. It's more than a blogging platform. WordPress can be used as a website content management site, and it was named overall best open source in 2009. So all are encouraged and welcome to share knowledge with one another, making this a collaborative effort where all attendees can learn from one another and be inspired to try new things in WordPress. And the next meeting is Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m., and then again Tuesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. This is a drop-in event. No registration is required. But what made this really interesting to me is we do the adult summer reading blog, and I post books, book reviews throughout the year, and during the summer our members post blogs. But through the magic of Facebook, I guess Jim and I have talked about that we both moved from Monmouth County. I moved in 1979 before I even started high school. But I belong to a couple groups still associated with Shrewsbury. And a young man that I had gone to grammar school with through sixth grade, Tim, he posted one of his blogs. He does a blog called Get Busy Living 2016. And his first two posts that I read were On My Hood and then Freedom. And he wrote about growing up in Shrewsbury.
Mm-hmm.
And just reading this blog, it was so many things that I remembered.
That you'd kind of forgotten about?
Some that I had forgotten about, but just I was so astonished. And then reading all the comments that other people I had grown up with wrote, that we all remembered the same thing. Because I kept saying, I cannot be remembering this time like this because it couldn't have been this good. And everybody remembers it the same way. So this blog is such a great way to bring people together.
So have you added to it?
I've sent messages. He talked about Boak and Joe, which was a local band. Bob, Joe, and Ken were the three. It was a trio. And they used to play at Shadowbrook a lot. They played at the Gull's Nest and Sandy Hook. And Ken Pampel was our music teacher. And he died in the early 80s before the age of 50. And we had this conversation back and forth. I posted pictures of the albums on, and some people didn't know there had been an album, and he'd just been a really popular. So it's you know, I know a lot of people think blogs, oh, everybody does a blog. But if you find the right niche and you find the right...
Yeah, well, you can contribute to it. Yes, you have a touchstone there. So give me some other examples of your youth that he brought up that brought back misty-eyed memories.
We lived on a railroad track. Like, we had railroad tracks running through our backyard.
Oh, yeah? Right by the Shrewsbury Station? How far from...
Well, there was no station. We were around the corner of Patterson Avenue, and there wasn't a station. It wasn't a stop.
Near Annie Says?
Yeah, we were right down the road from Annie Says.
Is Annie Says still there?
I don't even know. That was a roller rink when we first moved.
I used to play softball over there.
Did you really?
There's a field right next to Annie Says?
Yes, I used to play softball there, too.
Oh, yeah? Did we ever play you?
Probably not. I only played girls. But there were train tracks, and my sister was very little at the time, and the train would keep her awake at night, and she would call call the train Joe the Creep, and then he would release sand or something, and we called it Joe the Creep's mess, and we would fill that up with the sandbox.
You've lost me completely. Joe the Creep is the train?
The train.
How does the train leave sand?
I don't know.
Not making that jump.
I don't know how it happened, but there would be piles of sand.
Actually were piles of sand?
Mm-hmm. That, like, were left on the train tracks, whether he carried sand and it leaked, I don't know. And I even have a memory, and I don't know if it's true or not, that we were barbecuing one night, and my father invited the engineer over for a barbecue. Like, just said, come on, have a steak. But, like, these are the memories, like, and there was a pond
back
there.
That's funny, but that couldn't have happened.
I bet it could.
The train doesn't stop there.
It would idle overnight sometimes, and that's why she would call him Joe the Creep.
Oh, the train would idle by your house?
Yeah. Oh, it does in Three Bridges, too, just the engine, because it's so much work to turn the engine on and off. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what
to
say.
So, anyway.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so it just... It, So, yeah, if you're thinking about writing a blog, do it, and then get, you know, find the right group of people to listen.
Well, you gotta have the right group, that is, the people that have shared experiences.
Right. So definitely go to this WordPress, and if you've ever thought about, you know, it's not as time-consuming as writing a memoir or anything. It's just, and it's, you know, it's participatory. So I'm really glad we're doing this meetup. Okay, so we're going to go to the last commercial break, and then when we come back, you can talk all about the library show and our upcoming summer events.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and it's Jim Thatch, and we just had a call-in.
Someone took a break from putting berries back onto a bush to give us a telephone call. Thanks for that.
And the train used to drop sand when he idled at the crossing, and the engineer did, in fact, come and have...
So why would they drop sand? What was the reason for an engineer?
I don't know. Please don't call back. It's not important. Really not
important. Okay, I'm looking at the weather page real quickly, Jennifer. I'm confused by a couple of things on my weather page.
Okay.
It said yesterday's high temperature was 90 and the low was 49. When was it 49 degrees at any point yesterday?
I bet, like, maybe right after midnight or something.
God, I don't believe that. 49 degrees?
I don't know.
We had a 41 degree swing in temperatures yesterday. This isn't Venus, Jennifer. We're on planet Earth.
You have to put your hand in the side and your fingers.
Another thing that gave you... things about the barometric pressure and visibility, heat index, etc. And there's a column for snow depth, and the number there is not available, Jennifer.
Well, it's because
not available.
No snow yesterday.
I think I could take an educated guess in what the snow depth is at the moment.
What would that be?
Zero. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Okay, a couple pieces of library business to take care of before Jennifer ends the show with however she plans on ending the show with. Community Day is coming up a week from Saturday. That's the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Community Day, taking place at the fairgrounds down in Ringgoast, New Jersey, right off of Route 179. There's a lot scheduled to be happening that day. The highlight, of course, besides the bookmobile from the Hunterdon County Library being there, Jennifer, we'll get into more of that in a moment. The tentpole, if you will be a performance by the British Invasion Tribute, which actually changed the name of their band, Jennifer, to the British Invasion Years. Do you
know,
like that change?
I don't, but I'm pretty sure there's another British Invasion.
I'm sure that they're probably there's probably a legal reason why they.
Well, I don't
to
know
do
if it was even legal, but when I used to search for them, I used to always find this other band.
But Community Day will be 12 to 6 at the South County Branch Park, the fairgrounds. British Invasion Tribute will go on from, I believe, 2:30 to 5:30, a nice 3-hour concert from our boys. who will also be at the Huntington County Library this summer, but that's a topic for another time. Also going on a community day, I believe they'll have a petting zoo and pony rides, tethered balloon rides, food, games. I think there's a reptile guy. And then at the specified library section, we'll have the bookmobile there available for tours. We'll have tables set up with all our information about all of our summer events, like the Summer Concert Series and Comic Fest, and our September's Library Card Discount Month, and our art show, which I'll talk about at length in a second. And then the Friends of the Library will be there. You can meet and greet some of them and maybe have the opportunity to join their worthwhile group. We'll have some giveaways. We'll have we'll be raffling off a gift basket, Jennifer, with a lot of picnic summery items in it, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
So it's going to be the booth to stop by at. And Jennifer Winberry, unfortunately, will not be there. She's probably going to be at the Tilted Kilt.
I'm probably going to be in Reading.
Oh, okay. Is there a Tilted Kilt in Reading?
I don't know. There's a lot.
But I will be there. Jim Thatch. If you'd like to meet Jim Thatch in person.
Live.
I'll be there for all day from 12 to 6 at Community Day. So look for the Huntington County Library Bookmobile. We'll also have Joan Sabo from the PR Committee and Cheryl Grotchian, Linda Sadepsky. Who else is going to be there, Jennifer?
Don't know.
We have a note from the president of the chamber. Should we interrupt this show for this
note? Do we need
note?
More Community Day flyers?
That's the question. We're talking about Community Day right now, Mr. President.
Three or four.
Awesome. It is. I'm on mic four. Four. Now I'm live. Well, I want to thank you guys here.
Let's
on
not
the
get carried away.
Hunter and Library Show. But yeah, we're very excited, Jim and Jennifer. All of your guests are invited to come out to our third annual Hunter and County Community Day. Just talking to a friend of yours, Jim, just about 10 minutes ago, Robert
Murdoch.
Murdoch from now the newly named.
We're just mentioning that.
Yeah, their new name. But many folks know them as the, I guess, British Invasion Tribute Band. So that new name is kind of cool. He was giving me a little of the background on it. But they'll be up on our main stage. We're bringing in the Showmobile from the Morris County Park System. So they're going to be up on the Showmobile from 2:30 to...
Oh, that's the stage they'll be playing for?
Yep, they'll be playing on the main stage, 2:30 to 5:30, 275-minute sets. They do a great job, but... tons of activities. You probably ran through some of them. Reptile World is back for the third year.
Listen, I just touched on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Reptile World is great. Michael Schwedick from Reptile World down in Maryland is back up with us for the third year running.
We don't have reptiles in Huntington County.
We don't have his types of reptiles that are actually tame and calm. We have a lot of other reptiles that aren't so calm running around. But who knows what's in the Flemington and Clinton sewer system? There could be crocodiles and snakes.
Nile crocodiles.
You never know.
Down in Florida.
Yeah, you never know. So he brings up crocodiles. He brings up an alligator. He brings up banana is hopefully coming back, which is a, I think, 23 or 24 foot boa. Thing weighs like 50, 60 pounds. A little bit bigger than me, you know, at the end of the day. But it is quite the bizarre looking, yet beautiful animal. It's like this dichotomy because I hate snakes. So I'm fascinated to look at them, won't touch them, anything along those lines. But petting zoo, pony rides. Want to thank the County of Hunterdon, one of our obviously great partners and sponsors on this. Unity Bank, one of our other sponsors, got their hot air balloon. That'll be going up sometime around 2:33 for free tether rides throughout the day. So that's a lot of fun. Yeah, you just got to get on this line because it's a long line. Petting ride and pony zoo's nominal charge. I think it's $5.
Yeah, but a free balloon ride.
Yeah, you get a little tether ride. Unity Bank has a brand new balloon this year, this season. So this will be the debut of that balloon. We're excited about that. We're going to have the state police just confirmed yesterday, weather permitting and no big emergencies. Once again, their Medevac North Star Air Unit will be in, and they'll be making a special landing. That always creates quite the buzz. The library will be up there with the bookmobile. We got about 100 or so other organizations. Want to thank the County Cultural and Heritage. A whole different group of artists and different museums will be up on.
You have a pie contest?
We're having a pie and a cookie contest this year. Mm. So we got to thank the folks at Hunter and Prevention Resources. They're coordinating that for us, Penny and Paige. But you can actually go to the website right now and download those forms. You can come by. Last year was the first year we did the pie contest. Now it's a pie and cookie contest. And I, just to break this news, this is breaking news, I was blocked from being a judge last year at the pie table. This year, I snuck in the back door. I am a cookie judge. So, it'll be very exciting. I had in the closet a Cookie Monster costume. In case they didn't make me a judge, I was just going to come in and eat all the cookies, but don't have to wear that.
I think you can still do that.
But we're fun. We're fun.
I'm looking at the 10-day forecast right now. They're calling for next Saturday, Community Day, 78 degrees and partly cloudy.
You can't beat that. We won a little partly cloudy. We do. We're going to have a dog show added to the lineup this year. We've got folks like coming back, the Amwell Valley Fire Company with their whole water setup. We've got about 10 or so other fire companies and rescue squads coming. We've got the Hunterdon County Park System that's going to be there. I mean, we have a whole list of businesses and organizations that are going to be there. We're going to have a World War II display again. Mm-hmm. Want to really thank John and Gail
Brian
Patterson.
Winberry to the community then.
Yeah, the World War II display they brought last year. John has vintage World War II Jeeps, which you've probably seen if you've been out to parades in Hunterdon over the years. But John sets up a whole MASH triage setup. Wow. He's got this whole setup with all different equipment, medical equipment from World War II. So I want to thank John and Gail Patterson. They'll be there once again. The Flemington Historical Speedway debuting their brand new museum on wheels. They've got this 30, 40-foot trailer museum in addition to some great race cars will be there. So we've got really a lot going on.
Sounds awesome.
Madalena's will be there if you're hungry. You can have some hamburgers, hot dogs. They've got cheese on a stick. We've got kettle corn. We've got the ice cream shop. We've got Rita's there. Just a lot of fun. And again, a small donation. Want to thank the folks at the Flemington Rowan First Aid and Rescue Squad. They handle all of our parking logistics. So there's a suggested donation of about $5. But you literally can enjoy probably all of Community Day with a family of four for less than $50. It's a great value, you know, in terms of the food is very reasonable. Most of the stuff is free. Want to thank Hunterdon Healthcare System, our presenting sponsor. They're going to be there with a huge tent this year, even bigger than last year, next to ShopRite, one of our other sponsors. They're going to have a huge tent. They give away Eat Right, healthy stuff. There's free water and vegetables and fruit all throughout the day. Hunter Medical Center is going to be having the teddy bear set up in terms of bring your teddy bear, get that repaired. You're going to be able to meet with different practitioners on health and wellness tips. You're going to have an opportunity to have your face painted, you know, in the shape of, you know, maybe a Red Cross or an ambulance or something. I don't know. But they'll be doing face painting. That was real popular last year. So a lot of activities. And they're still trying to participate. If you're a business or group or organization and want to come out,
there
give us a call. Definitely. We'd love to have you be there. If you'd like to be a vendor, if you'd like to be a nonprofit and be there, a municipality.
If you can't be a vendor supporter.
Exactly. Just come out and enjoy the day. 78 degrees and you know, partly cloudy. That is perfect weather.
Ideal.
Definitely. So we're very excited. But this is Rain or Shine. We're also very grateful to our very own Hunterdon County Clerk. She is sponsoring this year something new as well. Our county shredding event will be taking place from 1 to 5. So the idea is you come in with your shredding if you'd like. You have two options. One, the first and foremost, we'd love you to stay. So we have a special lane you'll be directed down. You drop your shredding materials. You just go up and we'll get you parked and you can enjoy the day. The other option is if you just want to swing through, but you know it's going to be hard to get out because there's going to be such traffic that I don't recommend it. But you can also...
And once you see what's going on...
Exactly. But you can just drop things off and then maybe come back later or participate. But that's actually from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the shredding event. It limited to about 5 milk crate containers. But it's going to be a great day, another great day. And thank you to all you guys for helping us promote it up at the library and getting the word out and for being there that day. We're excited.
All right.
I'm like a wind-up doll. You just get me going here.
You don't stop. Right, but Jim Gano's standing out in the hallway.
He is. So do you need some more Community Day flyers?
No, we're
You're good.
Good.
All right. Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
See you at the parade. Well, we'll talk about the art show next week.
I sucked all the oxygen.
Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're
KSA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Cleanup begins today after a massive tornado wreaks havoc in central Kansas overnight, destroying homes and damaging vehicles. The twister spotted near Solomon and Abilene, damaging and destroying nearly 20 homes in Dickinson County. While spending about an hour and a half on the ground, it tore up train tracks near Chapman but largely avoided the town itself. Several people could be facing charges after being arrested outside a rally for GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump in California. Police saying seven adults and a juvenile arrested in Anaheim as officers tried getting a large crowd of protesters to disperse after that rally. Meantime, Donald Trump weighs in on the State Department report on Hillary Clinton's email, saying this.
She's as crooked as they come. She had a little bad news today.
That bad news is that a new State Department report strongly criticizes her use of email while Secretary of State. She used a personal email account and a private server. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more